Sometimes we feel the heat as we're feeling it right now, and you're sitting in it, right? Sometimes the heat of anxiety, sometimes the suffering we go through, the sorrow we often feel, the places of hurt and pain that we get into as life comes upon us sometimes. And we can really feel as though, you know, you get spiritually dry because of that. You're just kind of trying to get through life sometimes and trying to do what you can in the midst of all that. And you're thirsting for something more and something that you need of a drink from God. You need a refreshment, if you will, the Spirit of God. And this was not unusual in biblical times, and it's certainly not unusual now. And I don't know about you, but sometimes you kind of feel like it's just like I'm in this place and I can't seem to get out of here. And it's like Groundhog Day over and over again sometimes. And sometimes it seems like the other things pile on and more things get worse. And you kind of get stuck there sometimes, don't you? We do, don't we? We humans, we can get stuck so easily, especially when you get stuck inside your own head thinking about all of those things. And we humans, we sometimes can take our focus and misplace it. We only look at the problems, we look at the concerns, we look at the pain around us, and we wonder, when are we going to get out of this? When is this going to change? When is it going to feel better? When's the light going to come? It seems so dark, and it seems as though we're just dried up inside. You ever feel like that sometimes? Many of us do, right, as life goes on. And it's not unusual that we humans go through that. But I also know that we also can rise and shine out of that, can't we? We can come out of that place, can't we? We always can move out of that place, can't we? How do we get out of that place? God helps us out. We realize that without God, we're pretty much stuck. But with God, we know that the power of God can raise anyone up. God can do the impossible. God can change how we feel, what things we're dealing with inside of ourselves. And God can give us a sense of relief, and God can refresh us again. And that we like the flower sometimes that don't get enough water, get too much sun, you get all dried up, and all of a sudden, God sends the rain, and the rain refreshes that flower, and it says, finally a drink. Or there's beautiful people that bring the water and pour it on that flower sometimes, right? And that's why we're connected to one another. Some of us have to be the refreshment to someone else who's dry, who feels thirsty, who needs a touch of love and needs some relief, right? All of us, that's what we're called to do and be. And in the book of Ezekiel, we see that Ezekiel was a wonderful prophet of God that God used to be someone who uplifted others. And God continues to raise up prophets throughout eternity to raise up other people's spirits, to help them be uplifted, to help them know there's still hope, that even in the darkest moments, the light will come again and we will come out of this place where we are now into a new place. We're always moving to something new. You know that, don't you? And we may not like the new, right, some of us, because we get used to the old. We like the same old ways. I want it to be the way it was. And God says, I want you to be different than the way you were. So we change and grow in the middle of our circumstances, believe it or not. Sometimes we have such a thing as what we call mushroom, where we're like a mushroom in the dark, right? But that's where mushrooms grow. Did you know that? And sometimes we grow in the darkness in places that we can't grow in the light. So God gives us both light and darkness as a way to help us grow and to get strengthened, not from outside our circumstances or the circumstances changing around us, but us growing within. We get stronger, we get more deeply rooted in God, and we find a way to know we can make it. And we're going to get out of the circumstance we're in with God's power upon us. And we're always going to rise again. We're going to rise again. No matter where we are, we're going to always rise and shine and give God the glory. That's an old song I learned when I was a kid. I won't sing it to you. See, I'm being nice to you today. So anyway, back to Ezekiel. The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with dry bones. He led me around among the old dry bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground. Then he asked me, "Son of man, can these bones become living people again?" And sometimes you know, sometimes ask that question, can my life get returned to something new again? Can I do something good again? Can I do something fulfilling again? You know, I'm all dried up, and that you notice there's a multiplicity of the people there in the valley. Many of us get into a valley situation, but you know what? Many times a good part about that is we're not there alone. We're in, all of us are in it together. I don't know about you, but I want out of the valley, right? I want on the mountaintop, right? That's what the way most of us humans are. But guess what? We're collectively there. We have been there. And we'll continue to be there throughout life sometimes, as Ezekiel saw. And so here's what Ezekiel says to God. Sovereign Lord, you alone know the answer to that. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to kind of judge Ezekiel ever so slightly. He says, you alone know that. See, I think why God asked Ezekiel the question is to see what Ezekiel thought of that, right? Sometimes, you know, it's not a question of what God thinks. God can do anything. God can raise us up. God can heal us. God can restore us. God can rise us up, right? And it sometimes is a question of what do we believe? And Ezekiel answers, oh, only you know that, Lord. It's going to be within your will. I want to turn that around for us and say, yes, Lord, I know you can. I know you can take these dry bones and give them life again because you're God and you can do anything. Life came from you and you can put life back into us. That's what I believe, God. So I'm going to say that's going to be our scripture for this morning then. We're going to answer back to God instead of you only know that. I know that too. When do we need to know that? All the time, every time. No matter what circumstance you find yourself, when you get to the end of the road, what you think is the end of the road, or you get to the end of yourself where you can't seem to make a decision and you just wonder, what am I going to do next and I don't know where to turn? God has an answer for every problem we face, every single one of them, every one of them. And when God says, can you come out of the situation and will you be different later? He asked that question like he asked it of Ezekiel. We can say, I know I can. I know you can change me, God. I know you can get me through this, God. I know you can get us through this, God. And I know we can live again in you, God. I believe that. I believe that. What do you believe? You believe that? All right, good. I get, oh, beautiful. Two of you answered, so this is awesome. All right. Then God said to me, speak to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I'm going to breathe into you and make you live again. I will put flesh and muscles on you and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you. And part of the breath he's speaking of is not only the breath of life, but the breath of the Holy Spirit. Because that's what the Holy Spirit is. It's breath. It gives us life, the power of God. And you will come to life. Then you will know I am the Lord. Ready to come to life this morning, anybody? Let's see what number two tells us to do. So I spoke these words, just as he told me. So speak to these bones, dry bones. Listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I'm going to breathe life into you, and you will live again. What do you think the dry bones did? Yeah, they did. Oh, you're jumping ahead. Good for you. So I spoke these words just as he told me. Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise across the valley. Some of you are rattling inside, kind of getting a little movement inside of you now. A little bit of hope is coming back. A little bit of cheer is coming back. A little bit of courage is coming back. A little bit of belief is coming back. More faith is coming back right now, right? You start feeling the presence of God and the power of God, and suddenly something happens inside of you. You're not already thinking about the fact that you're on the bottom of the barrel. You're not on the dry bones anymore. You're not on the valley situation. Suddenly you know that God has stepped in to you and to your life and says, rise up. Rise and shine. It's time to get up and get on and moving again with your life. Oh. Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise all across the valley. Maybe everybody was saying, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up. You see why we need each other? We have to help each other get up sometimes. We have to give them the encouragement to get up. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as they had been before. Then as I watched, muscles and flesh formed over the bones. Then skin formed to cover their bones, but they still had no breath in them. So now their bodies without the Holy Spirit, right? Without God and God's Holy Spirit in us, without God's power within us, each and every one of us, we are not alive at all, are we? We're not hopeful, are we? We need God's power within us. And when you hit that point of the bottom and you feel down and you feel as though you're in the darkness and you feel sometimes even dead inside, you need God's Spirit to come upon you and touch you within you. And once that breath comes, when that power comes from God, and it always comes, He's not going to leave you in the grave. He's not going to leave you there in that down and out place. He's not going to leave you at the bottom of the valley ever. He's going to put His breath in you and lift you up. Then He said to me, speak to the winds and say, oh, I feel it now. Feel the wind? Speak to the winds and say, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Come, breath from the four winds. Breathe into these dead bodies so they may live again. God can move the physical. And you can feel the wind. Every time you feel the wind, remind yourself that's what the Spirit of God is like. You can feel it. You can't see it. But you know it's doing something, right? It blew over the camera earlier, didn't it? Just a little bit of wind does a lot to something externally. It also does a lot to us internally as well. The power of God comes upon us. So I spoke as He commanded me, and the wind entered the bodies, and they began to breathe. See, God used a human being in that moment, Ezekiel, to speak to the people and tell them that from the four winds that God's breath was going to go upon them, and they speak it into them. So God used a human being to do God's bidding. What a wonderful, powerful message. We see that each and every one of us can speak life into someone else's life, can't we? Scriptures show us that. Our name doesn't have to be Ezekiel. We don't have to be this great prophet of old. We can just be somebody that says, you know what? I know God can help you in whatever situation you find yourself. I know it's difficult right now. I know it might be awful right now. I know it might be painful right now. And I know you might feel as though you're stuck in this place right now. But I know that God can rise you up. And I'm going to speak to you and say, rise and shine. Internally, you'll have that happen to you. And then your life will maybe change, maybe not. But who changes? You do. Internally. Because God's life is within you. God's life is always within you. So I spoke as He commanded me, and the wind entered the bodies, and they began to breathe. They all came to life and stood up on their feet. A great army of them. These dry bones that were put down on the bottom of the valley, they thought they would never be used by God again. They never thought life would ever happen for them again. They felt as though they were empty. They just felt dried up from the situations in their life. But guess what happened to them? God's Spirit went upon them, and what happened to them? They stood up. They stood up. They stood up. Yeah. And then He said, son of man, these bones represent the people. They are saying, we have become old dry bones. Watch out what we say, right? All hope is gone. You see what happens when we say things like that? We believe it to be true, don't we? Don't we? And it may be true for you in your mind, but is it true ultimately? Never. Say never. Never, ever. Never, ever, ever, ever is it true that you're going to stay down in the valley and you're going to stay dead. That is never, ever going to happen. We go from resurrection to resurrection to resurrection. It's a permanent process. We have eternal life through Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God in us and through us. Therefore, no matter what our circumstance may be, no matter where we find ourselves, no matter how far back down we might be, we always will rise again and rise and shine. Yes. And here's what God said. Now give them this message. My people, I will open your graves and cause you to rise again. I will put my spirit in you. I will live in you and return you to your own land and a place of prosperity. You'll know I'm the Lord, because I'm going to do everything just as I promised. So he did it for those dry bones then. This was a prophecy of that. That's what Ezekiel saw. But it's just as relevant today, is it not? Do we not all go through dry bones experiences in our life? It's been a while, right, for some things that have been happening in our world as of recently, right? The year of 2020 is the lost year. Although it really wasn't, because God used it for benefit, to bring forward the Spirit of God, to show people that they can have faith and trust in God and that we would all rise again, to uplift people and help them realize they need God more than they need anything. And then God would see us through, and eventually we would get out of that place, wouldn't we? Wouldn't we? We always go from to, remember? Out of to something else. The place I want to get you most out of is your own head. Now, I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know that we're going to have a decapitation service here. I don't think it's a good idea. But I do think this. If you get yourself more in the Word of God and you see the truth of what it says in here, you're going to know that life never ends. And we go from one place in our life to another, and we always rise again. And not only do we rise, but we rise and shine. And then we help other people rise, don't we? That's our role. That's why we have a church as we do. It isn't just to hear the Word of God. It's to put practical application to your personal life and the lives of all the people that you know. When somebody out there is in that desperate place of darkness or a place where they think it's the end, it's up to each and every one of us to say, wait, all hope is never lost with God. All hope is never gone with our God. Because nothing is impossible for our God. And we will, and you will, and everyone will rise again by the power of God. True? You believe that this morning? It'll get you out of here a lot sooner than you realized. I wanted to see how long I could bake you here and see if it got dry at all. But you didn't really, did you? Here's a prophecy from Isaiah that I'm going to end with. And you might want to mark this in your Bible, because it's not only true for a time that was going to happen, it's true for today, and it'll also be true for every other day that ever happens to us. If you ever get in another dry bone situation, if you get a little thirsty, if your anxieties and fears and worries overtake you, God's going to refresh you and give you new life. In that day, you will sing, praise the Lord. God comforts me. God has come to save me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. The Lord God is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. You're thirsty this morning? Take a deep drink of the fountain of salvation. Just like the Samaritan woman, drink deeply of God's presence and power. Take a deep breath in of God's Spirit and feel that move through your lungs and through your body and every cell in your body. And it brings you life, does it not? Thank the Lord. Praise His name. Tell the world what He has done, how mighty He is. Sing to the Lord, for He has done wonderful things. Make known His praises around the world. Let all the people shout with joy, for the great is the Holy One of God who lives within you. Wow. Song of praise from Isaiah 12. That day of salvation came through Jesus Christ, we know, but it also continues to come in all of our lives every single day. God will always save us from the place that we find us. So dry bones, anybody got dry bones this morning, feeling a little empty? I'm going to say to those dry bones, God will cause you to live again. The four winds of the Holy Spirit come upon these people this morning. Fill them with your breath of life, God, with everything that you are, and help them rise up once again. And those dry bones stood up and left the worship service. Let us pray. God, we thank you this morning for sending your Spirit upon us and placing your Spirit within us. We know and believe, God, that no matter where we are in our life journey, you will always come to us and refresh us, revive us, and cause us to live again. Help us, God, each to daily rise up out of our life circumstances and put our faith and trust in you. And then let us help other people, God, who may be in that place of sorrow or loss or a place where they're in the darkness. Let us be the light to them that breathes life into them, God, by our words. Help us put hope into everyone so they too can rise again. In Jesus' name, amen.